Ramsey TV.
No. No, I'm not trying to look sexy with this unbuttoned shirt. I just don't have a button. See? See? There's a button missing. Well, I may very well look sexy, but I'm not trying to. So you do appreciate the difference, yes? Okay, good. Hi, everybody. Martin Sender. You know, I had a terrible Saturday. Oh, so depressing and down. These things just sneak up on you, and it's just horrible. I got to go to breakfast with Manfred this morning, and Manfred said, hey, what'd you do yesterday? This morning, meaning Sunday. I'm recording this on Sunday evening. Manfred said, what'd you do yesterday? I said, well, I didn't kill myself. Manfred said, oh, it was a productive day then. Yeah, I got a lot done. I didn't kill myself, yes. We were at the Floridian on Las Olas Boulevard. It was so funny. I was there like maybe 5 days before that, and I saw this old guy was sitting at the table to the right of me, and he said something that kind of irritated me, believe it or not. I mean, he said, I knew it was a good day today when I woke up. I'm like, gosh, he's just so hackneyed, so tired. Just that phrase is overused. I rolled my eyes. In fact, this is the guy. There's a picture of the guy. I actually took a picture of the guy. But I only took a picture of him after what he said next. Oh, and there's a picture of me looking at the guy. So I was rolling my eyes. I was very judgmental that morning. Just another bad day. But then after that, the guy said, you know, a hurricane could be blowing out here and I wouldn't give a damn. I'm like, yes, he redeemed himself. So I love the guy. Anyway, here we go. I'm going to talk about the end times. I'm going to have to talk in code. You know why? So I'm going to be very careful. I'm not going to talk about any of the stuff that got us in trouble last time, because that was the pirate. The pirate got me in trouble last time. The pirate knows I'm saying that in fun, but the pirate did get me in trouble last time. So, but it was great information, right? So I'm going to tell you this, that everything is on track. Everything is happening just as I told you it would happen, because I've looked at the scriptures on this topic. As you know, the end time deception must be so slick that even the elect would be deceived if possible. That's my criteria. And so the current situation in the world is so dark and so evil, and I've said this before, but it's happening. There's a big turnaround. There's a big turnaround coming. It's happening now. It's a big awakening, but right now, but it's short-lived. It's so evil, and the players are so diabolical, and they're such cartoon-like villains that 75% of the world's population they're onto it. They're against it, and there is currently an uprising, and this is it. This is it. I'm going to have to talk in code, but you know that for years there have been a small cadre of people looking to establish a one wacko order. The W, I put wacko, but you know what it really stands for. The new wacko order. But as I said, the faces, the minds, the devious individuals behind the new wacko order are so cartoonishly evil that people see right through them. Even Christians see right through them. And that's another litmus test for me, because the end time deception has to be so slick that Christians will line up for it and fall into it headlong. They must, and they will. They will be among the most deceived, because the end time deception will have the name of Jesus Christ on it. I remind you that the Antichrist, as we read it in the Greek, antichristos. Anti doesn't mean against. Doesn't mean against Christ. That's what we have now. We have a bunch of people who are against Christ. But it's, in the Greek, anti is instead. A whole new vein of truth instead of Christ. In other words, a substitute for Christ. In other words, an entity, a person and an entity behind that person known as the beast that will take the name of Christ, that will seem to be polished, will have a righteous appearance, and will be doing righteous things that every one of us, anyone with the right in their right mind, would cheer and applaud, including us. This is why Jesus said the elect would be deceived if it were possible. But it's not possible. We're the elect, and I'm informing you now about these things. Now, if I get to it, something amazing just happened today in Revelation chapter 6. Well, Revelation chapter 6 has been the way it is for a long time. The amazing thing didn't happen to Revelation chapter 6, speaking of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The amazing thing happened with my understanding of something about the white horse rider. It's going to amaze you. I mean, I just got chills when I saw it. I predicted for 10 years that there's no way that the one wacko order and the new wacko order, whatever you want to call it, it could not be run by the political party that is in power now in the United States, because the party in power now in my country, the United States of America, I don't even want to name the party. It starts with a D. It's represented by a donkey, appropriately. It's more or less godless. So there's no chance of it being a deception carrying the name of Christ. However, the other party, and remember, these parties are merely carriers of an ideology. The party is irrelevant. The name of it is irrelevant. It's a container for an ideology. And the ideology that is carried in the container of the donkey is basically centralized power, a one wacko government. Because those people are addicted to power no matter what. The other container carries an ideology, and it is every individual has power and leave them alone. Every individual has been granted rights by God, the right of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The donkey people don't believe this. I should say the ideology that's carried on the back of the donkey doesn't promote that. It promotes surrendering one's sovereignty, one's individual sovereignty to the state, and admitting that one just can't run one's life by oneself. One is just not capable, but the state, ho, ho, the state, the almighty state is powerful and smart, and it will tell you what you need to do, and it will manage your resources for you after you give all your resources to it. Okay? This is evil. It has led to evil regimes all around the world throughout history. North Korea, Cuba, Venezuela, China, the Soviet Union. So, I'm trying to kind of like slur my words a little bit there. I think I want to be okay. Take it easy. We're going to be all right. So, I wrote an article in 2010. It was in one of my newsletters called The Clanging Gong News, Volume 2, Issue 20, from October 16th, 2010. The article is called, the name of the article is, well, I'm not going to name this person, but it was the first black president in the United States. The first black president in the United States builds the one wacko government. W stands for something else. But Christians eventually administer it. See, I saw this 10 years ago because I knew, based on Daniel chapter 7, the beasts that Daniel sees coming out of the sea, four beasts, their religions, and the fourth beast was the westernmost religion, and it is Western Europe and Christianity. It ends up being the beast, being the religion that stamps out the other religions with its feet and becomes the largest head, the most powerful head of the one wacko government. And it carries the name of Christ. Now, those people who carry the name of Christ. And I'm going to explain to you why this ideology, represented by the elephant, I didn't mention that yet, did I? We got the donkey covered. That's the ideology of centralized power. Well, the other ideology is carried on the back of the elephant. And they like to say that, of course, the individual should have control over his or her own life. I'm all for that. But see, most of those people, strangely enough, I'm going to explain this at the end of the show, are Christians. Most of the elephant people are Christians. I should say those carrying the ideology, those holding the ideology that's carried on the back of the elephant are Christians. The other people, the donkey people, are not, generally speaking. Generally speaking. They're more like atheists. There's a reason for that. I'm going to explain it at the end of the show. I see I'm not going to get to Revelation chapter 6, but wait, you. I got a big thing to tell you about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. So I wrote this. See, the donkey people and their ideology, they have to build the one wacko government because they're selfish enough and power hungry enough and evil enough to do it. It's in their blood to control, to have power, to tell other people what to do. The elephant people just don't, they couldn't build it. They just want to mind their own business. The elephant people want to mind their own business, take care of their own lives. They're not trying to tell everybody else what to do. The donkey people can't mind their own business. They can't. They have to get their fingers in everybody's pie and tell them what to do. Rearrange the filling of the pie. This cherry should be over here. This apple should be over here. So this thing, I said back in 2010, would be built. The new wacko order, the one wacko government, would be built by the donkey people, headed by the first black president in the United States. But it would be hijacked. It would be administered by the elephant people who name the name of Christ. And the whole idea is that, well, yes, this evil system is in place with all this technology enabling the powers that be to keep track of all people on the entire planet for nefarious purposes. But now that this evil machinery has been hijacked by the good guys, everything's going to be okay. You see, the good guys. But I tell you that the elephant people are, they're good guys in a way because the ideology that they hold is in accord with human nature. However, the whitewashed wall of religion is attached to it. Not only does the elephant carry an ideology of personal responsibility, but it also carries, that this is the taint, it carries the taint of religion, the taint of self-righteousness, the taint of Christianity. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something you've probably never heard before. This is why the donkeys hate the elephants. They don't even realize why. They think it's all because of ideology, but it's not. Because I think that the donkeys are smart enough to smell the stench of self-righteousness on the elephants. They smell the stench of self-righteousness. Oh, these people think they're all that, and they rebel against it, and they become godless because they consider the elephant people goody-two-shoes. They're goody-two-shoes. And so they hate them for that. Even though it's an undercurrent, they don't realize why it is, where it comes from. But it's that famous line from Paul in Romans 2 when he says concerning the Israel types, because of you, the name of God is blasphemed among the nations. And as I've said many times, the modern iteration of the Israel types are Christians. They may be literal descendants, as I've shared with you also, of the Israel types. And so they carry all the characteristics of them. Stiff-necked, stubborn, self-righteous, condemning other people, exalting themselves, and making money off the whole institution. And the donkey people can smell it. And the elephant people don't realize that the stench is coming off of them. Self-righteousness stinks. but they can't smell it because they're in the cult. They're in the cult. But they're at least what we would call moral. They at least try to do right things. You would rather have these people running things, I would say, on a practical level than the other people. Just because they fight for individuality. They fight to keep the government off the necks of the individuals. But again, they're not capable of building the beast. But the beast has already been built. It has. The beast has been built. It started a long time ago, probably with Woodrow Wilson. I don't know, maybe before that, somewhere around the beginning of the century, of the 20th century. And it's been being built. And the first black president certainly tried to bring the death blow to the republic, to bring it down to size and to amalgamate it into a one wacko government. Didn't work, did it? No. And you know what? The powers that be today in my country, the USA, and various nefarious characters around the world who have the Castro mentality, they have been trying really, really hard, especially concentratedly in the last year, to bring about, they're like all holds barred, pulling out all the stops. They've tried to bring this despotic, centralized power, with them in charge, of course, into existence. And they tried to do it using, you know what? You know what they've used as an excuse to take power? Never let a crisis go to waste. Even better if you can create the crisis. And they did. But here's the thing, and I have to end with this. I'm sorry. It's failing. It's reached the pivot point. It has topped out, and now more and more people are awakening. The tipping point has come because Satan always overplays his hand. And this is what the donkey people have done, overplayed their hand, tried too hard. Try too fast because they're desperate. They know they have short amount of time. And so they become so obvious that people can see through it now. And it's happening. It is now happening. The new wacko order is now to become the new wacko order. And the power is, as we speak, being transferred from the cartoonishly evil new wacko order. It's being transferred into the righteous, into the innocent, into the generous hands of the good guys. But because the good guys carry the poison of religion, and because they're self-righteous, and because they dare put the name of Christ on their political aspirations, this entity that has taken over the beast will become the administrators of the beast. And the shift has begun where the outwardly evil entity will become an outwardly righteous-looking entity, but it will be administering the same freaking beast.